A federal trial resumes today in New York to determine who will control the legacy of modern dance pioneer Martha Graham, NPR's Rick Carr reports.
The question before the court this afternoon, what's in a name? The answer, according to attorney Dale Sandali, is everything. Sandali is lead attorney for the Martha Graham School and the Martha Graham Center, which runs the dance troupes bearing Graham's name. She says attorneys for the choreographer's heir, Ronald Protis, are effectively trying to put the school and the troupes out of business by taking away their right to use Graham's name.
Essentially, they're asking the judge to say that these charities don't have the right to something as fundamental as the name that they have used and used for fundraising for most of this century. But instead, that belongs to the private rights of an individual, Ms. Graham's heir. I don't think that's right, and I don't think that's the law.
Sandali says in order to perform Graham's works, dancers need years of training in her techniques. If the school and troupes are shut down, she says, those techniques and consequently Graham's choreography may be lost. James McGuire says that's nonsense. He's the attorney for Ronald Protis. When Graham died in 1991, she willed Protis her intellectual property, the trademark on her name and the copyrights on her dances. McGuire says Graham herself decided that Protis, not the school and troupes that bear her name, was best suited to oversee her legacy.
And Mr. Protis is not going to run off to the hills with these legal rights. To the contrary, the fact would be that the promulgation of those works, in reality, day to day, might be in different institutional hands. But in our view, they would be in the hands of a better set of people, and more importantly, that Mr. Protis would have his own legal rights vindicated, and as he is the owner of this property, have the final say as to how the name and the works are to be addressed going forward.
The trial began in March. It was suspended when attorneys for the school and center produced a 1958 document, which allegedly indicates that Graham gave the school the perpetual right to use her name. The recess allowed both sides to retool their cases to reflect the new evidence. Both sides expect Judge Miriam Cederbaum to decide quickly, probably this week, who owns Martha Graham's name. Later this year, both sides plan to be back in court to decide who owns Martha Graham's dances. Attorneys for Protis say their client inherited them when Graham died, and hence he has the right to decide who can perform her works. Attorneys for the center and troupe say the choreographer was an employee, which means the center owns those copyrights. George Jackson is a dance critic and historian in Washington, D.C. He says the argument over who owns the dances is ironic because Graham herself often denied that her work was fixed and immutable.
At one time, she didn't want to preserve things. She wanted to have a living, changing art form as she changed. Sometime towards the end of her life, she apparently changed her mind and was more receptive to codifying the tradition. But whether that was her final thought, who knows?
Dance scholars and critics hope a ruling on who can use Graham's name will force the two sides to settle the copyright issue at the negotiating table, where mediation efforts broke down last year. But they admit there's little chance of that. The dispute has turned personal and rancorous, and each side contends that it is representing Martha Graham's true legacy. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.